USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A barrage of rockets hit a base housing U.S. and other coalition troops north of Baghdad, according to Iraqi security officials, just days after a similar attack killed three servicemen, including two Americans. The U.S.-led coalition said at least 25 rockets struck Camp Taji. Some struck the area where coalition forces are based. Others fell on air defense units. Three coalition members and two Iraqi soldiers were wounded, according to the spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition, Miles Kagans. Iraqi forces later discovered seven platforms from which the rockets were in the Abu Azam area north of Baghdad, with another 24 missiles discovered in place and ready to launch. The attack was unusual because it occurred during the day. Previous assaults on military bases housing U.S. troops typically occurred at night. Keep it here for updates on the coronavirus pandemic, and we appreciate that you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Japan continues to prepare to host the Olympic Games in Tokyo this summer. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said, despite concerns about the viability of the Games given the global outbreak, they will proceed. The Olympic torch relay, in which the Olympic flame typically starts a tour around the host nation, is still due to start in the Japanese city of Fukushima in less than 2 weeks. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are set to meet tomorrow night for their first one-to-one presidential primary debate after months of Democratic free-for-alls cut the field to three. Some key questions to look for about the debate, which will take place before the next round of primaries when 577 delegates are at stake in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio, include the coronavirus outbreak and health care for all. Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard is still a Democratic candidate in the race, but was blocked from the debate stage when the Democratic National Committee changed the rules on delegates, not allowing her to take the stage. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Pentagon wants to reevaluate its decision to award a $10 billion contract to Microsoft. In Washington, USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
It could be a victory in the making for Amazon, which protested the award to Microsoft. In a court filing, the Defense Department says it, quote, wishes to reconsider its award decision in response to the other technical challenges that Amazon's presented. Amazon sued after Microsoft got the contract last October. It argued that the decision was politically motivated by President Trump's dislike of Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos and the Washington Post, which Bezos owns. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Bill Gates is now stepping down from the boards of Microsoft and Berkshire Hathaway to devote more time to philanthropy. He will continue to serve as technology advisor to Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella. It is a landmark moment for Gates, the co-founder and former CEO of Microsoft, and a longtime friend of collaborator Berkshire Hathaway chairman and CEO Warren Buffett. Gates started Microsoft in 1975 with Paul Allen, saying in a blog post that he's stepping down in order to dedicate more time to priorities including global health and development, education, and climate change. The news came amid a shuffling of corporate board positions. As Gates announced his departure, Berkshire announced the board position would be filled by former American Express CEO Kenneth Chenault. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.